AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Sources at the U.S. Embassy in Rome say U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents will have a security role during the upcoming Milan-Cortina Winter Games in Italy. The sources who confirmed the information say federal ICE agents would support diplomatic security details and not run any immigration enforcement operations. In Maine, six people died when a business jet crashed during takeoff Sunday night. An audio recording from liveatc.net indicates the Bombardier Challenger 600 flipped over and burned after it was cleared for takeoff at Bangor International Airport.
Aircraft upside down. We have a passenger aircraft upside down.
Airport Director Jose Saavedra says first responders arrived less than a minute later. The NTSB is investigating. In Minnesota, leadership changes are coming to the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operation there. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
There is a shakeup in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in Minnesota. A source tells the AP a senior Border Patrol commander and some agents are expected to leave Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino has been at the center of the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement surge in cities nationwide. Criticism of Bovino has intensified after he defended the shooting death in Minneapolis of Alex Preti by Border Patrol agents.
Calling law enforcement names like Gestapo or using the term kidnapping, that is a choice that is made. There are actions and consequences that come from those choices.
Bovino disputed claims about the confrontation that led to Preti's death. President Trump has sent Border Czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis to take charge of immigration and customs enforcement operations. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. An ex-Olympic snowboarder has entered his plea after facing charges in a drug smuggling ring. Correspondent Gethin Kulbal has more.
A former Canadian Olympic snowboarder turned top FBI fugitive made his first appearance in federal court since surrendering to authorities. To face charges, he allegedly ran a billion-dollar multinational drug trafficking ring and orchestrated multiple killings. Authorities say Ryan Wedding turned himself in at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City last week. Wedding pleaded not guilty to the charges Monday in federal court in Santa Ana, California. Wedding was indicted in the U.S. in 2024 on federal charges of running a criminal enterprise, murder, conspiring to distribute cocaine, and other crimes. He was sentenced to prison in 2010 on a drug conviction. I'm Gethin Kulbal.
The full story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.